So it's a practice we've done before, but I think it's so appropriate right now. And this practice is called Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. And I want to talk a little bit about this practice because we hear the practice and it's given a few words of description. But I'd like to draw this parallel. I mean, the Arabic language is really quite beautiful in that it has these root consonant letters or sounds that change meaning based on the embellishment with the vowel sound. So Astaghfirullah has the same root as the words, all of the words in the language that have to do with forgiveness and all the different aspects of forgiveness. And so, and when we think about that, Astaghfirullah has, of course, to do with forgiveness, but so much more. One might say Astaghfirullah when someone compliments oneself. Oh, you accomplished this great thing. Astaghfirullah, one might say, meaning, please protect me from my own pride and vanity. Very important. Not that pride is a bad thing. I mean, we do want to be have a kind of sense of pride too, but maybe instead of pride, we could say dignity, nobility. It's different. The vibration's different. Astaghfirullah means, please hide away my faults. Hide them from others. Don't excuse them, but hide them so that I am no longer persecuted for these faults. And what's more, hide them from myself so I don't continually persecute myself for my faults. That I can move beyond that to a freedom where I can get somewhere that's beyond the limitations of these faults. And if I can see that, it'll be like being in an open field and taking a fresh breath. That spaciousness that we heard in the first reading. So we want to think about this word Astaghfirullah in all of its, all of its interpretations, but it's also this great seal of protection. If you think about this great seal of protection. And, when we do these practices at the classes, I always work with them prior to the class, so I really can feel something about the practice. And you might think of it in this way. It came, this analogy. When you think of a really old, weathered, dry piece of leather. And what does that leather do? It wants to draw every bit of moisture, every bit of life from the atmosphere. The ego also does this. It wants to pull things towards itself, people, objects, things, and suck them up, Or like a sponge, a dry sponge that's just dying of thirst. That's what the ego's like. But if a sponge is full of water, if we're full of the divine, there's nothing more to want, right? Yeah. So when I personally, and I don't mean to project anything, but you might want to think about Astaghfirullah is like this salve that you're putting on every dried, withered crack within yourself and just healing it and smoothing it so that it becomes supple and flexible. Is that, does that, you get what I'm saying? It's kind of a beautiful feeling of, I just don't have to be so rigid. I don't have to be brittle. I don't have to be right. And who cares if people think I'm wrong? I mean, in a way, it's just a freedom. And I don't mean to be cavalier here, but I'm just saying, this misidentification with these confining and constrictive laws, which have nothing to do with divine law. Pir Vilayat used to say it all the time. Man-made law has nothing to do with spiritual law, God's law. So, universes of difference.
Astaghfirullah is the perfect panacea for a thing I've been searching for a long time. Last night, sitting at the entrance of St. Andrews when people were coming in to see the movie Tony, I was writing their name tags, and Al was grandstanding saying, give me five, give me this, give me that, you know, his ego. And I said to the girls, I said, what is the cure for this grandstanding? How do we cure it? I said, of course, it's to raise his vibe so that he doesn't have to do that. And that's it, a stuffer law. I'll just
do it for your, and do it for yourself also.
You're right.
Yeah, do it for yourself, yeah. Because that's the point, is that we're creating our own radiance that spills over.
I'm sure he does it just to irritate me.
It could be. He's getting your goat.
Yeah, it really does.
So you need a stoffer law for your protection.
You're right.
That's right. Yep, that's right. Well, think about this piece of leather then, Diane, because that well-oiled piece of leather, he could just be throwing everything at you and it just slides off.
Right.
I often say to people, it's like being Teflon.
We see nothing, it slides off. I don't want to have to ever hear it again. I don't want to have to waste the energy to tune it out.
Yeah. Just so you just, you know what? When Al starts, you say, oh, you're the prayer. You're the bell to prayer. Astaghfirullah. You're my bear. Okay, Al. Thank you. You're my bell to prayer. Thank you. Thank you for the reminder. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It helps to remind us to pray. All right. So shall we do this practice? Astaghfirullah. And see what comes up for you. Your own realizations will arise as we intone this practice. So we'll do it 101 times, and I'll just guide us and you follow. And if you feel you want to harmonize in your tone, it's fine. We'll do it aloud 34 times, and then we'll go into a whisper and then silently feeling the vibration. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Whispering. Astaghfirullah. And let the vibration go deep, deep, deep to all places where we seek forgiveness and need to be forgiven. The ultimate protection. Bask in the purifying presence of God. Astaghfirullah. Is there anything that anyone would like to share or any questions about the practice?
Astaghfirullah energy combined in the synergy of under and throw it to Al.
And let it flow back into you there as well.
Astaghfirullah.
Yeah, Al's a great teacher for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn quickly.
Yeah.
No repeats.
So back to the teaching of today on humility. There are two forms of effacing the ego. I'm sorry, that's Leo. He has a little cough. Leo the coonhound dog. People don't know from afar what they're listening to. It's Leo clearing his throat.
Beautiful spirit.
Yeah. There are two forms of effacing the self, which in other words may be called giving in. There are two forms of effacing the self, which in other words may be called giving in. One way is by weakness. The other is by willingness. The former being a defect, the latter being a virtue. One comes by lack of will. Oh, I can't. Why should I bother? There's no use anyway. I'll just give in. They're going to overtake me anyway. By lack of will. The other by charity of heart. What am I fighting for so hard for? So what if they have their way? Maybe that's the best thing. Let's let them have that victory. I'll take the loss. Who's worried about being right? Who's worried about who's wrong? It's a virtue to consider it in a different way. You understand the difference? Yes? Therefore, in training the ego, one must take care that one is not developing a weakness, presuming it to be a virtue. Why should I try to accomplish that thing? It will really only flatter my ego. One needs to be conscious of it. The best way of dealing with the question is to let life take its natural course and at the same time to allow the conscience to keep before it the highest ideal. The highest ideal. On one side, life taking its natural course. On the other side, the conscience holding its highest ideal. Well, these are really interesting. Now he's giving us a paradox here, isn't he? There's not a defined answer here. We have to be awake. On one side, life taking its natural course. On the other side, the conscience holding its highest ideal. Balancing it will make the journey easy. The words of Christ, which teach man to walk with another 2 miles if the other wanted him to walk one, prove the great importance of harmony in life. In his words, resist not evil, show still more the importance of harmony in life. Namely, that if you can avoid evil, in other words, keep it away, that is better than to want to fight with it. Why do you think that is?
Because one meets the same resistance wherever one goes.
Okay, because one meets the same resistance wherever one goes. Okay. I'll read it again. And his words, meaning Christ, resist not evil, show still more the importance of harmony in life. Namely, that if you can avoid evil, in other words, keep it away, that is better than to want to fight it.
Okay.
It's okay, Leo. Come on, bud. He's doing his job, protecting the house. So why do we want to keep evil away and not fight with it?
I think my experience has been that evil's always up for a fight.
Yeah, a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, so, you know, don't give it any tools. It's like, it's in the world. There are times when you have to, you know, work with tools. But, I mean, you know, somebody make trouble.
We are peacemakers, and all we do is make peace and behold peace. We never turn on the media, the channel and news, because that offers violence.
Okay. You see how it can really, the more we use our energy to resist something, I mean, even an inanimate wall, if we go and we start pushing on it, it's going to exhaust us. Shall we use our energy doing that, or shall we use our energy in other ways? Right? I mean, you can just go to something that's not even giving you a fight. Just that resistance of it's going to tire us. And so it really is, like you said, Vakila, it's in the world. Evil's in the world. But if we cannot give it more power, more energy, by which is what we do when we start to fight with it or even resisting it, you know, it is... And he's saying, don't go with it. Keep it away. Keep away from that. Keep away from that. We don't want to exhaust ourselves and expend our life force in that way. Krimigita?
Well, I keep thinking about the word avoid. The resist not evil, actually, to me, helps in a sense understand that. Because one can think of, but by giving that practice, too, Astaghfirullah. One thing portion of the practice that there's, and everything relaxes, and in instances where one actually...
Yeah, just relaxed and still. We have some comments online. Yes, someone has said it adds to the negative energy when we fight with it, and evil is accustomed to resistance. Ego is built for it. One is giving it energy it can use. So it's like feeding it. It's interesting because early on, Murshid talked about applying this in our lives practically. And I think it's true in business also, when we are, when there's a conflict that arises or differing of opinions, just sort of letting it go and being at ease with it. Things usually do find its way without a fight. Well, sometimes we have to. I mean, it is paradoxical. We need to know when to hold it and when to fold it, so to speak. Right, yeah. Don't trouble trouble, and trouble won't trouble you.
We're supposed to be, the Bible says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies at peace with him. So we're supposed to be so passionately involved, loving our purpose, that nothing, all doors open and everything flows perfectly.
God willing, yeah, God willing. Murshid says it in this way too, because he's talking about this ideal, because he talks about keeping this highest ideal along the journey. And In the sayings in the book called Nirtan, he says, the aim of the mystic is to stretch his range of consciousness as widely as possible. To stretch his range of consciousness as widely as possible, so that he may touch the highest pride and the deepest humility. The only fall for a mystic is to fall beneath the level of his ideal. The only fall for a mystic, or one could say a person, is to fall beneath the level of his ideal. And we all know when that's happened for us. We know when we've let ourselves down, when we've missed that aim. And that's what he's talking about. And perhaps the torture is worse within ourselves than anything that could happen externally. When you know you failed in some way, then we have to go to a Stauffer law so we can get beyond that. So we can get beyond that. So shall we use a Stauffer law again? Let's just go back to the practice. Let's see what comes up this time with it. We'll do it in the same way. Did that feel all right to do the practice that way? Invocation of divine protection. Allah, God, please hide away my faults. Please watch over me and protect me from faults. Not just my own faults, but the faults of others. I mean, what if we were in some ways beautifully and divinely blind to that? Be any pain in someone grandstanding and witnessing it. Sublime beauty would become part of our vision.
It doesn't seem
an
to
experience.
Help when you bring it up and you call it out in the
right
light. That helps not at all.
Right. So let's do a Stauffer law. Stauffer.